The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I would like to say a few words about the practice. I think that it's fairly common for many people to live very much in their thinking, in their thoughts, whether it's thinking in words or thinking in images. And what's interesting to do is to, in a sense, look behind the images, look behind the thinking, look behind the content, to the subjective feeling or sense of how you feel, how you are, behind that. And what's actually going on in a deeper way in your felt sense of being in a body, being in a mind. What's the mood, the attitude, the feeling, the emotional state that you're in. And sometimes by staying too much in the world of thinking, it actually inhibits or interferes with the kind of deeper intimacy with oneself, a deeper way of being connected. And then if you can go behind the thoughts of what it feels like, how it feels like to be alive and be present now, then that's sometimes a more interesting place to practice from, to breathe with that, to breathe through it, to feel it, to make space for it, to be aware of it. And there's a lot of things that could be there in the background or the foundation for it all. But it's nice to check in and hang out there and see what happens if you do that. So as you're practicing here today, whether you do walking meditation or sitting meditation, you might see, you don't have to necessarily stop thinking. It's not so easy sometimes. But can you feel your way behind, kind of like, you know, behind, like you're listening to someone speak and you feel your way into the tone of their voice. What's behind them, the mood or the emotional sense of how they are that's maybe out of which those words of someone are being spoken. Feel your way into yourself that way as you walk, as you sit, and then see if you can let your mindfulness practice, your awareness, flow out of that or be connected to that sense. And certainly you'll be pulled away into thoughts over and over again, but come back to what's behind or what's below or the wider background context for thinking. And that context, that background or what's behind thinking is always in the present moment. And see how it unfolds if you stay connected there. And in particular, you might, it's possible, not necessarily easy, it's possible to feel more content about things. Find some kind of contentment if you kind of go behind the veil of thoughts. So I hope you enjoy your morning. Thank you.